This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden's revealing some details about the man who drove a pickup truck into a crowd on New Year's Day in New Orleans, killing 15 people before he was shot dead by police.
Mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill.
The AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
The FBI is investigating the deliberate ramming of revelers on Bourbon Street, which resulted in carnage on the first day of the new year.
Bodies all up and down the street.
A horrific morning after New Year's Eve celebrations in New Orleans French Quarter. This witness, Zion Parsons, describes it.
A truck hits the corner and comes barreling through people, throwing people like a movie scene.
And the FBI's Althea Duncan says,
after hitting the crowd, he exited the vehicle and fired upon local law enforcement.
He was killed, but they don't think 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar of Texas, an Army veteran, acted alone.
We're aggressively running down every lead, including those of his known associates.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
An investigation's underway into that explosion of a Tesla Cybertruck outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel on Wednesday. Firework mortars and camp fuel canisters were found stuffed into the back of the truck. The explosion killed a suspect inside the vehicle. Are there any links between this and what happened in New Orleans? Clark County, Nevada Sheriff Kevin McMahill.
Both vehicles, I'm being told, New Orleans was rented from Toro, and so was ours. That's another coincidence that absolutely is continuing to bear from our investigation that we have to continue to look into.
A New Year's firework set off an explosion in Honolulu that killed three people. This is AP News. The AP's Shelley Adler now with a first in the nation.
It's a first in the country and signed into law by New York Governor Kathy Hochul. Paid leave for prenatal care. Pregnant New Yorkers will be entitled to at least 20 hours of paid leave to attend prenatal medical appointments under a law that took effect New Year's Day. All pregnant workers in the private sector are eligible for the paid time off. Workers can schedule the paid leave for pregnancy-related medical appointments, such as physical examinations, end-of-pregnancy care, and fertility treatments, among other things. Hochul pushed for the measure in the state's last legislative session as a way to help reduce maternal and infant deaths in the state. I'm Shelley Adler.
At least 22 restaurant chains filed for bankruptcy in 2024. That's the highest number since 2020. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.